Hello, good evening. My name is Andrea, calling you from Opinion Research, and we are talking with people in your area. We would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. And before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I can confirm that.
Thank you so much. And for statistical purposes, could you please tell me in which state do you currently live?
I'm in New Jersey.
Thank you. Do you live within the city of Camden or outside Camden?
Inside.
And what is your zip code?
08102.
Okay, 1 second. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Are you or is anyone a member on your household, a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, a member of teachers' union or teachers' association? Okay,
no.
And in what year were you born?
1970.
Okay. And which of the following best describes you? These are statistical questions. A man, a woman, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian?
But what are you researching?
Oh, these are statistical questions, Miss. We're getting to the real questions in a few seconds.
Can you tell me before I give you my information?
Sure, not a problem. How many children? This is in regards to schools in Camden. So how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 years or younger for whom you are a parent or guardian?
None.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion, it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, please let me know so I can move to the next one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the first one, Governor Phil Murphy.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Former Mayor Frank Moran.
Somewhat favorable.
Camden School Superintendent Katrina McCombs.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Mayor Blake Castorfin.
Carstorfin?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable.
State Assemblyman Bill Moen.
Somewhat favorable.
Teachers Union.
Somewhat favorable.
State Assemblyman Bill Spearman.
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Okay, State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez.
Somewhat favorable.
Now, I will read four various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion, once again, is very unfavorable, somewhat, or very favorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just let me know. Renaissance Schools in Camden.
Not favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Not favorable.
Traditional public schools in Camden.
Not favorable.
Public charter schools in Camden.
Extremely not favorable.
Private and parochial schools in Camden.
They really aren't. It was, what, one or two? Only one, I think. So, don't know much about next.
Okay. Not a problem. And what are some of the reasons for you to somewhat unfavorable opinion of the Renaissance School in Camden? I will record verbatim your response.
Their results are no greater than the public schools. Our children are no better prepared once they go into post-secondary education.
One second, please. Okay, thank you. And would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are not too different from each other, somewhat different, very different from each other, or would you say these are two different ways to describe the same type of school?
The same way, just a different name. They're same schools.
Now, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of school. Knowing this, would you say that public charter or Renaissance schools are not different at all from traditional public schools?
Not different from traditional public schools?
Somewhat or very different, okay? Mm-hmm. Would you say public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden in the wrong track?
Somewhat on the right track.
Okay, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, very important.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change, not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
From what you know or you have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter and Renaissance schools here in Camden?
No.
As strongly or somewhat?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, I will read some words or phrases that might describe public charter and Renaissance schools. For each one, you're going to tell me if you think that it describes public charter and Renaissance schools very well, somewhat well, or it does not describe public charter and Renaissance schools well, or does not describe them at all. Here comes the first one. Are open to all?
Not at all.
Are tuition free?
Don't really know.
Serve mostly low income students?
Somewhat.
So that will be does not describe well?
No, not really.
Save mostly students of color? Serve mostly students of color?
Yes.
So that describes somewhat well or very well?
Very well.
Are nonprofit?
Somewhat on the negative side.
Does not describe well. Okay. Are public schools?
Nonprofit?
No. Are public schools?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat well?
Yes.
Help improve the entire public school system?
No, not at all.
Okay. Getting close to the last question. So over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or it has not changed one way or the other?
Have not changed one way or another.
If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more or less likely to vote for them? Or would it have no effect on your vote?
I would not vote for them.
Less likely to vote, okay. Thinking some more about the local elections, many people that we have spoken with, they say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, congress, or other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for and school board members? Would you say never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Always.
Which of the two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter and Renaissance schools? Is it that public charter and Renaissance schools are, they do give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, are free and open to all children, encourage more parent input and involvement, support different learning styles, enroll children of all skin levels and backgrounds, are smaller schools and offer more individualized attention, are managed independently from local school districts?
None of the above.
Okay. And my last question is, are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Gainfully employed.
In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Would you say that you lean Republican or lean Democrat?
Depends. I don't lean any way. I lean for the policy.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey, and I really hope that you have an awesome rest of the night.
You do the same. Good luck with your survey.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.